This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The late, great George Carlin, absolutely the most important comedian of his time. Uh-huh. There's no doubt about that. Everything he did had such a societal pivot, and even in comedy. He changed comedy multiple times. And I'm talking about the way guys did comedy. Like the way they delivered comedy, the style of comedy. He literally, when people would start to follow him, he would just change up because he could. And because I think something inside him, he had to. There's a documentary about, but you remember, even short things, it all is so relevant years later.
Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky, who watches everything you do, every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you.
Oh. Game changers. Game changers, man.
Born June 15th in Dayton, Ohio, our next guest is the daughter of the man considered to be one of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time, the late, great George Carlin. She is a founding advisory board member for the National Comedy Center Museum in Jamestown, New York, as well as an author and radio show host. And she's here today to talk about the new two-part HBO documentary about her father, George Carlin's American Dream. Please welcome Kelly Carlin.
Miss Carlin, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know what? Thankful you're here because I know this happens all day, every day, but man, your dad was the greatest of all time, and he was so influential on so many things, not just myself, but in society, man. I mean, how idiots like me couldn't even be on the radio without him.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited that we're honoring him and celebrating him in this way, and that people who are fans like you and me, of course, get to really get a deep dive into his mind, into his heart, into his life, into his art. Very, very excited for everyone to get to see this documentary.
George Carlin's American Dream. And here's what I really love about this is because when you comedian just isn't enough of a word for George. Like, there were times when it was just incredibly funny and silly and showed the ridiculous nature of just everybody. And then it would get straight angry. And other times you would think that he was getting ready to poke it at somebody else. And then he would flip the mirror and it would be you. And there was just a million different ways.
Yep.
Yeah. He'd make you think, even if you were mad. Like, I remember being a kid fresh out of being an altar boy, Catholic kid, you know, and a recovering Catholic and just like all of a sudden hearing God loves you bit. And I was like, I think I'm in trouble because I believe it. Like what he's saying is right. Like, you know, but he made you think. He was the mirror.
Yes, yes. He was a man who observed the world, I think, from day one in his life. You know, when you learn more about his childhood and you see that he had a lot of time on his own. He was a latchkey kid here in the Upper West Side of New York. And he loved to just watch what was going on and put together some way that he could explain it and describe it. And it was always in such a unique way. And, you know, we all miss him because of that unique thing. We all want his particular take on today. And it's so frustrating for us because it's like, what would he think? We don't know because he's really not here.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And Judd Apatow did that great, the Gary Shandling documentary. And it really gave you insight of things I never knew about Gary Shandling. And I'm looking forward to the same thing about George and about why and about how and about things that just because, you know, we know him from a movie or we know him from a stand-up special or a comedy special. And that's where it kind of stops, you know. But there's so much. You know how much more there is, and I can't wait to find it.
Yeah, you know, I always talk about this, but Richard Pryor was a comedian who really kind of unzipped himself on stage. You knew everything about Richard's life, all the shadow, all the ugly. My dad never brought that to the stage. I mean, people didn't even know he was married and had a kid most of the time. They're always like, oh, I didn't know he had a kid.
Right.
But so in this documentary, I really wanted to make sure that the human being, the father, the brother, the husband, the son, and inside the artist, I really wanted that part of my dad for people to be able to experience. I'd written a memoir about 7 years ago called A Carlin Home Companion. And, you know, the reason I wrote it and the reason I wanted the personal story in this documentary is I want people to really understand that this is a human being. He had issues. Our family had issues. We came through the other side of them, thankfully. But we're all ordinary humans struggling in some ways, even if you are a great artist like someone like George Carlin.
Yeah, and George, and he would go through phases, because I remember, because I was such a super fan. A, I'd gotten terrible trouble for the seven words. Of course, I first to memorize it and then share it with my class in seventh or eighth grade. And, you know, and he would give you these ideas that you would just, honestly, you would take with you in life at a very formative age. And it absolutely shaped the way I see many of the things in the world today, the hypocrisy. And he would go, again, from the silly to, there were moments where I'm like, I'm watching a comedy special going, he's mad. Like, George is genuinely mad at the world right now.
Yeah. I think, you know, everyone talks about, he got so angry and so dark at the end. I think you're right. I think he was mad at the world. I think he was mad that we weren't waking up fast enough and seeing what's really going on. And we keep falling for this. Oh, they divide us. They find these wedge issues. They get us arguing and yelling at each other.
Yes.
Now we do it 24/7 on social media. And the whole time, what's going on? They're all walking away with the cash.
That's right.
You know, and they're undermining the basic infrastructure of this country and the basic ideas and ideals of this country. You know, my dad loved the potential of this country. And I think he admits it, and we talk about it in the documentary, that, you know, you scratch a cynic and underneath it is a disappointed and heartbroken idealist.
Right. Without a doubt. And listen, the people who hold this country to the very high standards that we believe it should have are the most patriotic. Guys like George Carlin who go, hey, no, not the blind, stupid wrapping the flag around their eyes so they no longer can see. And
exactly. And
he is just, he was the gift. It was the gift. If you would listen and you would hear it, he would offer it. And I think that's what my point was. I felt like he was just disappointed in us and like the world who wouldn't quite, they just, cause it is scary. Look, it's scary, right? He offered scary ideas. And
I've come to the conclusion lately about is that, he did offer scary ideas, and they were dark thoughts, and they were dark ideas about things. But I think the reality is that he was paying attention, and we weren't ready for that information yet. It was too much for us to take. We didn't want to believe. Some part of us didn't want to believe what he was saying. And here we are now in 2022, and looking around, and we're going, "Wow, this guy nailed it over and over again."
Yeah. Yes, it's, listen, I could, they're already giving me the rap, Kelly, but I'm just such a fan of you and he, and thank you for carrying his legacy on. I can't wait to see this documentary, George Carlin's American Dream, that is premiering Friday. Then part two will be on Saturday at 7 o'clock on HBO Max. And I just, And I'm just so glad that he has an advocate, somebody that knew him as a daughter and can carry on with that.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Well, anytime. You're welcome here anytime at all. I can't wait to watch the documentary.
Thanks, Johnny. And have a great day.
You too, baby. I really mean that about George. Like,
he was a great observer.
Yes.
Who translated things that you just hadn't opened your mind to yet, or you just, you know.
And now our it used to be people would be offended and say, well, you talked about Jesus. By the way, he never said God didn't exist. He said, you have created this ridiculous idea that there's a man on a cloud with a big white beard judging you for your indiscretions. And when he doesn't like them, he's going to do these terrible things to you, but he loves you.
You're going to burn hell forever.
And that's
but he loves
the point. And people would get, but then it would shake their faith, right? I already have that thought in place. I can't possibly think of another thought. Now I'm angry because you've scared me. And they're saying, oh, he doesn't believe it. He never even said that part. Listen to what he says. Maybe you don't have it right. And it goes on from there. But everybody, the blind, stupid, and that goes across the board. Yeah. Across the board. Listen, there is no left, there is no right. You only choose those sides if you're a pussy and you're afraid to think for yourself. Every situation is different. Every single situation is different. And if you're indoctrinated to the point where you can only think this way or you can only think that way, well, then you're the very thing you think you hate. You just, it's either think for yourself or don't, but stop.
Isn't it interesting when you talk to people and you listen to other ideas, another path that you hadn't considered? You don't have to like it.
No.
But sometimes, you know, having a back and forth.
Yes.
Those were the good old days.
Dude, I'm telling you.
The olden days.
White people got no business playing the blues ever, at all, under any circumstances. ever. What the f*** do white people have to be blue about? Banana Republic ran out of khakis? Huh? The espresso machine is jammed? Hootie and the Blowfish are breaking up? White people ought to understand their job is to give people the blues, not to get them.
Dude, I don't care what you think. You know, if you can't hear that, you've lost your mind.
Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection.
So
and you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.